The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Henrico County will begin construction on the $1.5 million dam and walking trail near Three Lakes Park. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more on the project.
The Lake Overton Dam has needed improvements since being damaged during Hurricane Gaston in 2004. The Three Fountains North Civic Association has owned and maintained the lake for decades, but Henrico's Public Works Director Terrell Hughes says the county is stepping in to enhance the community's environmental and recreational landscape.
This project embodies a lot of what we're doing on multiple fronts from an environmental standpoint, in that it's nice to have a project that both benefits the environment as well as the community.
Hughes says the project will reduce pollutants entering the Chesapeake Bay and provide new opportunities for biking and walking in the neighborhood. County Supervisor Roscoe Cooper says he's glad the project's moving forward.
I'm proud to continue to help bring projects like this into my district. It's a win for the neighborhood and for all of Henrico County.
Construction on the project is set to begin in May and could be completed within 9 months. Lyndon German, VPM News.
A handful of road closures and parking restrictions ahead of the UCROPS Monument Avenue 10K this weekend have been announced. Events connected to the race begin 8 a.m. Saturday, though some road closures and parking changes began Thursday. Monument Avenue between Stewart Circle and Willow Lawn Drive will be closed, according to a Richmond Police news release. The intersection of Arthur Ashe Boulevard and Monument will also be closed during the race. For more details, visit richmondvapolice.blogspot.com. Richmond mayoral candidates competing in the November election posted campaign finance reports earlier this week. Harrison Roday is seeking office for the first time and raised $365,000, according to the Virginia Public Access Project. That's about $300,000 more than City Councilor Andreas Addison, who's taken in the next highest amount so far. The largest contribution to Roday's campaign comes from Thomas McInerney. The CEO of Richmond-based insurance company Genwork Financial gave the candidate $40,000 in late March. A former Newport News school administrator has been charged with child abuse and neglect for ignoring warnings ahead of a six-year-old shooting his teacher at Richneck Elementary last year. Ryan Murphy with partner station WHRO spoke to former federal prosecutor Jeff Bellin about the unusual charges. Bellin is now a criminal law professor at William & Mary Law School.
So we've started seeing a rise in charges for adults and school shootings in the last few years. What's changed?
Typically what prosecutors do is they're bringing the kind of charges that they're used to. And so there's a lot of similar cases that are flowing through prosecutors' offices all over the country. And then it takes someone somewhere to say, hey, I've got a new idea or a new kind of legal theory and bring a charge that gets a lot of attention, like some of these cases. And once that happens, then other prosecutors, when they encounter similar situations, are aware of it. Also, courts are more receptive because it's happened somewhere before. Part of it is, unfortunately, there just are more of these cases now. There are more of these shootings. And the more shootings there are, the more situations are going to arise where one of the contributions to the shooting is someone else, not the shooter, not being careful enough about whether someone has access to a gun.
The Newport News shooting appears to be the first time a school official's been charged with failing to take action to stop a shooting before it happens. What kind of precedent does this set?
The challenge legally here is it isn't the case that everyone is on the hook for preventing shootings. You have to identify someone who has a special obligation to do so. And so that's what the prosecutors are looking for. Is there some person separate from everyone else who might have noticed the warning signs, who had a special obligation to step in, to take action, to make the shooting less likely? And then you have to find the facts that support that they should have, right? It's a very hard job in these circumstances where you have someone who's showing, like a child who's showing these warning signs, because a lot of the times people are doing things that might be frightening, but they're not going to lead to a school shooting. And so the administrators have to balance kind of being too aggressive with being not aggressive enough. And so, you know, what a prosecutor has to think about is not is like not to criminalize kind of something that all school administrators might be guilty of, not stepping in more aggressively. And if you do prosecute someone for not taking steps in a certain situation, you know, other school administrators are going to notice that. And that puts a lot of pressure on them to step in. And then if on the flip side, if you're stepping in too soon, you're getting sued civilly or getting in trouble with other law enforcement agencies, you put the administrators in an impossible position. So what the prosecutors have to look for is something unusual about this circumstance where they can say, this person had a special obligation to step in, and these facts differentiate them from every other administrator where it was a difficult choice and made it so clear that they had to step in that it rises to the level of criminal responsibility.
What's the legal community saying when they talk about this strategy?
People generally are supportive of the idea that we want to do whatever we can to stop these kind of shootings, right? Like whatever might help, people are willing to do. And so then the question becomes, well, is this something that is likely to reduce the number of school shootings? Is prosecuting parents or school officials likely to reduce the number of school shootings? And there just isn't evidence that that's true, that this will stop school shootings. And then it starts to look like officials with who are facing a lot of pressure to do something to stop school shootings and picking, you know, a kind of the easiest target, picking someone to blame for the school shooting, but not necessarily finding a way to actually stop school shootings from happening.
That was Jeff Bellin, a criminal law expert from William & Mary Law School, speaking with WHRO's Ryan Murphy. And a note, Newport News Public Schools is a member of HRETA, the broadcast license holder of WHRO. The Senate approved Governor Glenn Youngkin's amendments on a proposal to allow utility companies to recover costs from ratepayers for early development of small nuclear reactors. Both Dominion Energy and Appalachian Power will need state approval for what expenses can be covered. And the cost per month to Dominion ratepayers is capped at $1.40 per month. Here's Senator David Marsden of Fairfax, who introduced the legislation.
As I have said from the beginning, this is not a blank check. Any cost recovery must be approved by the SEC.
The companies say the fees will help develop the reactors within the next decade as they aim to meet renewable goals set by the state. In 2017, Dominion suspended plans to expand its North Anna nuclear plant after spending more than $600 million on development. About half of that was passed along to ratepayers by the General Assembly. Two votes kept the Virginia Senate from overturning Governor Glenn Youngkin's veto on a school funding bill this week. The proposal would have allowed all Virginia localities to initiate an independent ballot referendum, asking voters if they'd support a 1% sales tax increase to fund new public schools. Here's Republican Senator Bill Stanley of Franklin County.
It's not a tax bill where we dictate and take money out of the pockets of the people in these counties. It's where the people to determine themselves whether they want to contribute to the modernization of their schools.
Other Republican lawmakers who voted to keep Youngkin's veto said they did not support the potential sales tax increases. Following a water main break in Caroline County, officials have asked residents to boil tap water until further notice. A contractor caused the water main issue, according to WTVR. Fire department representatives say to use bottled or boiled water for drinking and food preparation. They advise bringing water to a rolling boil for 1 minute before use to kill bacteria. Water purification tablets can also be used instead of boiling. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.